Heather Hargraves is the social services coordinator at Part of the Solution, a nonprofit in the Bronx that provides some of the poorest New Yorkers with everything from showers to hot meals to food stamps.
Okay, I actually have an appointment at 7 o'clock tonight. The address is 2763, and your appointment is with Fabio.
Okay. Typically, people apply for food stamps at a local welfare office, but a few years ago, the city started letting certain nonprofits submit applications on behalf of the people they serve.
I think people will feel a lot more stigmatized applying at a food stamp center because, you know, they're going to a welfare office, and that's associated with negative connotations.
Part of the Solution is located on Webster Avenue in the Bronx. According to census figures, the poverty rate in the surrounding area is nearly 40%. Hargraves says one of the most frustrating parts of her job is how often people get their benefits cut off because of administrative errors and other glitches.
John, your card? There's no food stamps on your card, but your card's working.
Yes.
John Torella is 53 years old.
I'm getting tired of it. He gets frustrated, so forget about it.
He's single, homeless, and qualifies for $200 a month in food stamps. Hargraves must now figure out why his benefits have stopped.
Yeah, you should have gotten your benefits. So I'm going to contact the center and see why you haven't, okay?
Torella says he's out of food, but he'll use the soup kitchen downstairs, plus the food pantry is giving out beef today. Up a narrow wooden stairwell sits more offices. In the back, caseworker Fabio Martinez is waiting for his 3 o'clock appointment to show up.
Yes, Maria. I'm calling because you have a food stamp appointment for today.
Martinez says he's been signing people up for food stamps for about 2 years.
At first, it started off, you know, just normal single parent coming in with maybe with two children and so on. After 5-6 months after that, when I started late August and September, that's when I started seeing the families with mortgages, the husband and the wife that lost the job and almost on floor closure and so on and so on.
Martinez's client ends up canceling on him, and while he waits for the next appointment, he demonstrates a food stamp calculator that estimates the amount of benefit a mother of two earning $2,000 a month would receive.
It's not 100% accurate, but it does work. You said a family of three.
In this hypothetical example, the single mom is also paying $500 a month in child care and $1,000 a month in rent. Both can be deducted from her monthly income.
She lives in 5 hours, and we say she's not paying electricity, just for argument's sake. And she will get $376.
Martinez says people are always surprised by the amount of benefits they could potentially qualify for.
People always tell me years ago, they'd be like, I hope I'm not coming here just to get $10 or $14 because I don't want to waste my time. And, you know, you understand.
While Martinez is seeing people at the beginning of the food stamp process, Pioneer Supermarket down the street is seeing them at the end once they're ready to spend their benefits. Bianel Rodriguez is a cashier at Pioneer.
75 to 80% of people that come here most of the time use food stamps.
Rodriguez says food stamps can be used on all cold food products, no hot foods, no detergents, shampoo, beer, or cigarettes. And she says it's good for business.
Especially the first 2 weeks of the month or the holidays.
The store is bustling, and outside in the parking lot, Jocelyn Sarita and her mother were loading $160 worth of groceries into their car. Sarita says she paid for everything using food stamps. She's been on the program since August. It was the first time she ever applied for the benefit.
I lost my job, and I had to go for food stamps because I couldn't afford it. I did hesitate, but you have to do what you have to do if you want to eat.
Sarita says she was a medical assistant at a gynecologist's office, but they ended up closing down the medical practice. She says finding a new job has been very hard. Milagros Arroyo also recently lost her job in the garment district. She just started receiving food stamps this month.
I got laid off, and I couldn't feed my kids, and I was having a hard time paying the rent.
Arroyo has two kids and is loading them in her van. Today, with the help of food stamps, she's purchased several bags of groceries, including cupcakes for her daughter's birthday party at school. Arroyo says she's not embarrassed about using food stamps.
Maybe some women might feel embarrassed. I didn't because I've been working my entire life. I'm 41 years old, and I feel that if I pay for taxes, I'm just, in a way, getting some of my hard-earned tax money back. So, and, you know, before I was working and helping other families get food stamps, and now it's my turn to get something back from what I contributed.
And for many of these Bronx residents, the stigma of being on food stamps is quickly fading. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.